Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, June the 5th, 2020. Do not live in fear, my friends. Live with optimism, all right? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the COVID-19 pandemic. What's true, what's not true? A big write-up from Alex Berenson, the former New York Times best-selling author. We'll talk about that. Number two, what about returning to football and full sports for the fall? Looks like it might happen. People at Michigan State are excited. And number one, after the failure of the Edenville Dam and the flooding of Midland and the destruction in that city of 42,000, we now learn that the governor cut funding, at least she tried, to the dam repair program. And the DNR denied $1.6 million for repairing the dam. Our friends at the Detroit News doing good work, per usual. Governor Gretchen Whitmer last year wanted a 43% cut for the Michigan Dam Repair and Maintenance Program. 43% cut she wanted. But the Republican-controlled legislature said no. That came months before the Edenville Dam broke. When potential buyers for the dam last year requested $1.6 million from the grant program for work that would likely have begun this summer, the DNR, under Whitmer's control, said no again. The dam, which had failed to maintain proper spillway capacity for years, failed altogether on the 19th of May, when that area of the state was hit with hard, heavy, and historic rain and flooding. When asked May the 21st about additional funding for dams statewide, Whitmer maintained in a press briefing that she'd love to increase funding for dams, but needed the cooperation of the legislature and federal government. I ran on fixing the damn roads, but we all know that it wasn't just roads, it's dams and roads, the governor said. And then indicated her 45-cent a gallon gas tax increase proposal would have generated $1.9 billion for state infrastructure such as roads and bridges and could have provided cash for dams, but that was not what she actually did. Because increased dam funding was not included in Whitmer's first executive budget, which was built around an assumption that the 45-cent a gallon gas tax would be approved. In fact, it was laughed out. That from James Holman, the director of fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center. It just wasn't part of the plan. It was the plan. And in fact, the budget included a recommendation to reduce the funding for the Small Dam Capital Improvement Fund. For the past 5 years, Michigan has maintained a $350,000 annual budget for its dam safety unit. The unit falls under the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, and consists of a supervisor and two employees responsible for 1,059 dams throughout the state. The state also had a variety of grant programs through the DNR to help private and public dams finance maintenance, removal, and repairs of dams as long as they help improve fishing opportunities and aquatic resources in the area. Now here's the deal. In her first budget, Whitmer proposed $200,000, a cut of $150,000, more than 40% from the dam management program. Crushed it. About $1.25 million a year is appropriated from the state game and fish protection funds. About $225,000 a year to improve habitat through a state settlement fund and the dam management grant program, which lawmakers finance through annual appropriations. And in the end, she wanted to cut all the funding. The Democratic governor made the recommendation in light of anticipated revenue pressures, said Ed Golder, the DNR spokesman. Good guy, by the way. But Whitmer also wanted to make the cut because the outgoing GOP Snyder administration and Republican-controlled legislature included an $8 million dam repair supplemental appropriation. In a controversial $1.3 billion supplemental bill that passed near the end of the 2018 lame duck legislative session before she took office. So there was $8 million there to repair dams. $8 million. I bet they wish they had that in Midland right now. I bet they wish they had invested that in the Edenville Dam. Whitmer urged the dam repair grant cut because the $8 million supplemental appropriation, which obviously was needed, was the equivalent of 22 years of annual dam repair funding at current levels, Golder said. Roughly $5 million of the funding was earmarked for dam improvements in Midland and Gladwin counties. Let that sink in for a moment. $5 million was for dam improvement in Midland and Gladwin counties. The Republican legislature and the Snyder administration also made one-time funding additions of $2 million in fiscal year 2013 and $3 million in fiscal year 2016. And for fiscal year 2019, they added $1.5 million plus the $8 million supplemental. The House last year accepted Whitmer's recommended $150,000 reduction, but the Senate rejected it. And fully funding the dam grants was part of the final result. And even with the grant funding available, the dam grant projects have been paused because of Whitmer's March 30 executive director discouraging discretionary spending because of the COVID-19 budget patch. And prior to Whitmer's budget freeze, the DNR had roughly $9.1 million available in restricted money among the dam management, aquatic habitat, and habitat improvement grant programs. So says Joe Noner, a coordinator for the DNR's Inland Lakes Habitat Analyst and Midwest Glacial Lakes Partnership. So we prioritized COVID. Is that what I am to understand by this well-done, well-researched article for the Detroit News? The governor's directive put all approved projects on immediate hold. Five projects using $3.9 million in grant funding eventually were exempted, while four others assigned $5.2 million remained on hold as of yesterday. So there you go. The dams needed repair. The dams needed more funding. And it was about politics. And it had nothing to do with fix the damn dams. It had to do with fix the damn roads and a 45-cent tax increase that was balked at and laughed at because nobody ever took it seriously. And now, here we go. Let's go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline. It's 888-900-9966 if you don't have that written down yet. Dave is in Grand Rapids checking in on the governor today. Dave, good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I appreciate what you just mentioned about the lying tendency. It's a lifestyle for the governor about what she wants to do. And then she misreports her own activity by saying she, blames everybody else. And everybody in Michigan should understand exactly, well, not exactly, but quite a bit like how George Floyd felt just before he passed on. The governor's got her knee on our economic neck, and she's choking us. And she's doing it with a smile, because it's retaliation politics is what it is.
The way it seems.
Yeah, the governor's a liar. And why doesn't the governor is a liar, and why don't the Republicans put on their big boy pants?
That's what I say. Where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? Silent. Unheard of. Dave, I got to run. Greatly appreciated. As always, it's a Friday. That hotline number, the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Keep it for reference. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. We're going to take a quick break here. Steve Doolin around the corner. Gun sales are skyrocketing. I mean, because when you need an AR-15, you really need it. Back after this.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DT employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DT Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.